This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Gator. G-A-T-O-R. Later, Gator. Text the word Gator, G-A-T-O-R, to 72881. By the end of this hour, you get a chance at $1,000 in our national contest. That's our 12K a day giveaway. Message and data rates apply. Gator is the word. 72881 is the number. Text it now, and don't forget to answer your phone in an hour. You're going to see some number that is unknown. You just have to brace yourself and know that it's someone calling you with $1,000, not the Chinese embassy calling you for whatever it is they want. Right. Man, every day. Every single day I get
so
a call.
Many times
I think it's
today.
A Bank of America thing, because I think she says stuff in Chinese and then she says, like, Bank of America. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Is that?
Movie review in a few minutes, everyone. Oh, but I'm going to read some texts here before we get to that.
All right.
So our text number, if you want to contribute to the show, you have a comment, an opinion, 800-400-3697. 925 says, I was robbed when I managed a credit union branch.
Oh, boy.
He had me by the arm with the gun in my side.
Oh, my God.
And walked me through the branch to get the money. That was over 15 years ago. To this day, I still get startled when someone walks up behind me.
Oh, my God.
That girl I dated, she had, like, it happened to her two times.
That'll scar
she
you.
She worked at, yeah. God, I love that chick. Too. And I never got to do her. She's one of the ones that got away.
Oh, man.
I mean, I was there. She's
she the one who said, do you still love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the one. We were naked and about to. I was even wearing.
No, you did do it because I think you did breach the hall.
No, I didn't.
I thought you said you did.
A raincoat.
You said you just breached the hall. And then she was like, can I ask you something?
You don't count that.
I'm sorry. If you've crossed the border, it's in. It counts.
You don't.
No, it doesn't count.
You don't get the count.
It counts.
She got away.
Just because you didn't finish doesn't mean
we were right there. Such a bummer.
Did
you finish everybody that you were going to or planned to? You don't have any that got away? She definitely is one on the list.
No, I got the one.
You
that
did all the
I
ones.
I would have been sad if he got away. I'm with him still.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people you were planning to get with
and then
you didn't.
No, if I wasn't going to get with them, I was going to get with them.
It happens. Oh, wow. Way to get it done.
Come on, I'm sitting on a pot of gold over here. I'm just trying to be like Uzi.
I spy an Alice sister. Someone is taking a picture through their windshield into another person's car, and it has Alice at 97.3 on the radio on their little screen.
Oh, adorable.
Isn't that neat?
Yes. Can I see the picture?
Yeah. Sarah, have your husband read an article
that
on ESPN about how ticket resellers don't usually have any tickets until they can buy them from someone else. So there's no guarantee if they buy tickets that they'll actually get into the game. Oh. They'll be fine. They're going to get tickets. They're going to get those box seats Hooman's looking at.
Mm-hmm. 13,000.
No, we're not.
Out of girl.
That's ridiculous, Hooman. That to me is an insane waste of money.
Yeah. Is it?
It isn't. Totally worth it.
If I was a billionaire, I'm sure I'd own the box, right?
650 says, oh my God, Sarah, Ozark.
What about it?
Yeah, what
That's
about it?
That's all they say, Ozark.
Let me look. Hold on.
Yeah, they say there's another season coming, but there is no date.
Punisher was just dropped, and I couldn't make it work last night.
I'm so sorry.
Such a bummer.
Yeah, we're definitely going to watch that one, too.
That sheer naked wedding dress is ridiculous.
Yeah.
She's basically naked.
Yeah.
Why even wear a dress at that point?
Yeah.
Just throw on some pasties and sheer underwear and call it good.
Just go do it at a nudist colony.
415 says, so I'm a Weezer fan now. Classics.
Mm. I know. A really, really incredible selection of songs. In case you missed it, like last night, they dropped a song to streaming services. I'm sorry, not a song. An album.
An album, right.
All covers.
A ton of texts came in, and they love it.
It
was Weezer,
so good.
Yay! I know what I'll be listening to today.
invest a dime, and you say you belong to me.
We play ELO at all our parties. You're at the wrong parties, Vin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at parties where my missus invites most her friends.
And they're all like, where's the Stevie B?
Smooth R&B. Right. I can play Prince.
Where's Mary J?
Everybody's down with
Prince. Where's Sandstorm?
But you switch over to ELO, and they're like, let's go get something to eat.
So long.
What just happened? The dance floor just emptied.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so ridiculous, this song?
Yep.
I think it's great.
What's the station that my... this?
Remember Q102 would play this.
Now.
Yeah.
But what's the station in
Move-In
the South?
Move-In would play it. I used to play that song when I was jocking for Move-In, which is now... what is it?
Now.
97
now. 97 now.
I forgot.
94 now. 92.
Don't
now.
You don't need to name them.
Okay,
they're not us anymore.
You asked for them.
What do you think of a sound bay station?
There was some state when me and Christina were talking about this, and she was saying, "Yeah, I used to listen to this one station," and she said what it was, and I don't remember, but they played this stuff. This. And she called it. What did
San Jose Sucky Music?
What did she call it?
High Energy.
High Energy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is the name of the music. And some station played that.
Oh. High Voltage San Jose.
I did a 2.5 hour one-way commute from Bakersfield to Corona. Says 925. That's brutal.
Just moved to Corona.
Well, if you can afford it. In the Jamie Kloss case, the lady who helped her wanted her, Jamie Kloss, to have the money.
Oh.
So they must have offered it to the lady who found her and then said, and she said no thanks.
She said that girl set herself free. Mm-hmm. That is nice.
We moved to Temecula 3 years ago. Hubby commutes to San Diego. Hour commute each way. It's a ton of nice neighborhoods, extremely family-oriented, but definitely getting overcrowded and still growing.
Mm.
Oh my God, Vinny, I must be neighbors with your mom. I know exactly what you were just talking about. Stater Brothers is my store.
Oh,
I listen every day from the Temecula Valley.
Oh, thank you for listening.
I wrote my mom. I go, what's the store by you? She goes, Stater Brothers. Why? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. Just giving away all the landmarks around your house, Mom. Don't worry. You'll be fine. Can Nick call?
Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask.
Did you ask her that, too?
I didn't get to that yet. I'm in the middle of some things.
He's going to be at Sundays. He has four movies at
Sundays.
Let's talk to your brother. He's a celebrity.
Right now, though. No, he works on films.
Yes.
He's not in the films.
He's a celebrity. He works on big films. I want to talk to you about what the films
are,
what he does,
hey,
what it's like to be Vinny's brother.
Yeah, that's me.
Can Marcus be in your new TV show, too?
We just talked about that. Marcus has been trying to get back into yoga. He'll tell us more about it when we peak for the week. But, yeah, we might be able. But he's awfully busy, too, you know.
Oh,
he's
got a lot going on.
I was thinking maybe he could book comedians for the yoga classes, and they could do material while all of you were getting a stretch.
Well, the other thing I was thinking of, outside of Marcus, also potentially getting another Mexican. Yeah, I'm talking about Rudy.
Shame.
When are you going to play his thing? I keep pointing to you, and you're not playing it yet.
Oh.
I also caught that and was like, is he just... digging it up?
He's shining me up!
No, I was looking at this picture, that's all.
You can put your headphones on.
It's our car. It's I-3.
Oh,
playa,
snap!
Playa!
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
It's always fun when people bring this song into the club to play this.
Mola. So that obviously happened again. You like it, don't lie.
Oh, I'd love when people play the song.
He just said it's always cool.
Yeah.
But it sort of looked like he had an eye roll. That sounded like you were being facetious.
No, the only negative is that I wish more people would play it.
Yeah.
How much money do you think you've made off that song?
iTunes? I could tell you it's been $79. $0.48.
Dude.
What are you doing with that money?
Getting rich.
Yeah, I'm saving
Ballin'.
It. It's collected all that interest over the last 15 years since that song was made.
Yeah. Bala, bala.
Well, listen, everyone.
What about the booking comedians to come in and do material while people do yoga on Hooman's new TV show? Drama stay.
What is it called?
Drama stay.
Come on, that's good, right? They rejected that.
They didn't reject it. It's one of the names they're playing around with.
Is this supposed to be like a reality show?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Hooman is going to be a reality show star.
Get out of here.
Well, you're going to do it, right?
Yeah, man, I could definitely help him help book comedians. Definitely.
Will you be on? Will you do yoga? To Marin.
Yeah, Marcus.
You know what that means.
You got to come up to Marin.
That's it, though. What if you bring a comedian to the show?
To do yoga.
Each time to do yoga.
He's like, oh, this is a hard one. Downward dog. I was going to make a ball joke, but that didn't.
Do a ball joke.
Collins is notoriously not in the best of shape.
By the way, it's hot 97.7 was the station in the South Bay that used to. She must be listening. She just texted me.
I remember that station. Hot 97.7? Well, yeah.
That's what my chick grew up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Christina, if you need help booking places, I'm pretty hooked up. Let me know.
For the wedding. We've been discussing it at length, Christina. We're happy to help.
I'm way more connected than you really.
He could probably get you a real good deal at a beautiful winery.
Yeah, if that's what you want. I mean,
that would be so convenient for us to get to, too.
Yeah, it
would be so great. And if you do it in Santa Cruz, it's going to be tough.
And we are down with the Vegas idea, too.
Oh, isn't that the best idea?
We're down with that. Also, Hawaii. We'd love to do Hawaii.
And just invite us over for stuff. You haven't invited us over.
Yeah, we feel.
We haven't done stuff yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you have parties here and there, and we find out about them later.
So. And take a lot of pictures of Vinny tomorrow night for the father-daughter dance.
Also, I miss you.
It's not tomorrow night.
When is it?
Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night.
And if you feel like getting McCain, that's cool.
Oh, and a top hat and tails. Or a zoot suit and pimp hat. Come on.
Back to the movies reviews.
Oh, right. So listen, before we get into the movie review, next week, a lot of people have been texting in about the Fire Fest documentaries.
Yes.
So good.
So we're going to watch those. I'm going to just watch the Netflix one. Marcus will watch the Netflix and the Hulu one, as well as another movie review next week. Marcus is going to come back again next week. It's Marcus all the time.
Marcus is back in the fold.
24/7.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of a film called Serenity. This film stars Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey, Academy Award winner Anne Hathaway, Diane Lane.
Oh, I love her.
And
me too.
Jaimin Hinsu. There it is.
Jaimin Hinsu.
Anyway, this film is a modern day film noir. Okay.
And
it has a term which no one ever uses.
Just real quick, because you mentioned Jaimin Hinsu, who's African.
All right.
I did this DNA testing thing, and my lineage was traced back to the hunter-gatherer days. And I asked specifically what that was, and they said it was like literally that tribe where they do the... That thing.
Oh, you're a clicker
I'm a clicker, buddy.
Dude, you got to work on that.
I hope you have to drop me in the middle of Africa and just see what I can do.
Oh, man. You might have it like in your genes somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's got to be the hardest language to learn.
Oh, you think it's a vein in him? He just needs to tap and
suddenly he'll find all
the sounds?
Yeah. It might be genetic. I'm going to go on National Geographic and turn it on to see if anything clicks.
No
pun intended, by the way. No pun intended. I'm sorry, Hooman, go ahead.
All right, so this film is a modern-day film noir, and there is a term for it, but nobody ever uses it. It's called a neo-noir. I'm never going to say that term again, but I just want you to know we know what we're talking about. And this film is about a fishing boat captain, that's Matthew McConaughey, who's approached by his ex-wife, Anne Hathaway, to murder her new husband because he beats the crap out of her every night. All right, Marcus.
Yeah,
did this film execute the film noir style? Was it a dark movie with sinister and shadowy undertones? Was there dark wit? Did they use tilted camera angles and unbalanced framing? Were there blurred lines between what's right and wrong? Did he hit all of those marks?
Yeah, did all that. And you knew it right away exactly what the director was going for when you started watching the movie. And there were all these weird shots and everything was kind of ephemeral and really mystic looking.
And hard
and
to follow.
And really convoluted plot.
Very convoluted.
Yeah.
Is it black and white?
No,
not black
this
and
wasn't
white.
Yeah, that was one of the problems. He didn't like, I don't know, the lighting was... One thing Marcus and I kept whispering in each other's ear the entire film is, the lighting's off. The lighting's off. He didn't capture the lighting.
It was a little odd, but...
It's too bright.
I don't think that was... Well, put it this way. If you're watching the film and you're noticing that the lighting is off, it's probably not that great a movie.
All right, so Marcus, the first movie Ann and Matthew did together was Interstellar.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, I did too.
One.
And now the internet is going crazy over the fact that they're reunited. How was their chemistry? Is it at the level of Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Never thought about that.
Well, yeah, I don't really even think of them when I think of good chemistry. How about between Ryan Gosling and... I thought their chemistry was terrible in that movie.
I thought it was amazing.
Which movie?
La La Land.
How about him with... Rachel McAdams?
Yeah.
In the notebook? That's chemistry
pretty
right
good.
There.
Yep.
All right, was it at that level?
It was pretty good. I have to say it was pretty good. There was a couple of... There was a scene with Anne Hathaway and Matthew McConaughey going at it. Pretty strong.
How was that sex scene?
Pretty strong.
Yeah. Did it go a lot longer, and was it more
because it didn't go super long. There was no nakedness, but it was still a pretty hot scene.
Well, let's talk about nakedness now that we're talking about nakedness.
Here we go.
This film really confused me in this area. So in the movie Magic Mike, Matthew McConaughey was shirtless at least 50% of the film. But in this movie, Serenity... Matthew's walking around naked. I lost count of how many times they showed his bare ass.
Oh, you didn't get to see any.
Where's Bryn with the gleaming gold?
That's gleaming
the,
gold.
He's busy. He's got
that's
a lot going on.
That's what that drop comes from. It's a Matthew McConaughey comment on
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Tan. Golden and gleaming gold.
I feel like there's a tremendous amount of nudity. Is this what happens when there's a lack of content?
That's funny because I didn't think there was that much nudity
at all.
Oh, my
God. Where was his shirt?
He lives on a boat.
Wow. Wow.
It's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. No, there was no nudity.
Well, come on.
You saw Matthew McConaughey's booty a few times. You saw a little snippet of peen as he's swimming underwater.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if that's his finest hour because he's in the water.
Water's cold.
Yeah,
you know.
So.
Well, that's how he takes his showers.
Yeah, that is how he takes a shower.
In the ocean?
Yeah.
That doesn't get you clean. That gets you salty.
Jumped off the cliff.
Well, you're covered in plankton.
Maybe the water over there is very clean.
Though. He was drunk and depressed.
Salty and kind of crusty.
Tightens your skin up and dries you out.
Great. Oh, it's wonderful.
That is true. All the noir tropes were there because Matthew McConaughey is this like worn out, beaten down guy with a weird past. And you have the mysterious woman played by Anne Hathaway.
And his booty call, Diane Lane.
Oh, she's so hot.
She is.
What was G-Mon again? What was he?
He was his first mate, right?
Also like his
conscience. Was he naked all the time too?
No,
he was not. He was not.
That guy is such an amazing actor and such a like kind person in real life. He's wasted in this film. Everyone's wasted in this film.
That's a good point because the problem with this movie is not the acting. All the performances are really good, including Matthew McConaughey.
But when all is said and done, how was the payoff? Did you understand what this film was about? Did it make sense when the twist was revealed?
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a very niche film. There are going to be folks who absolutely love it because you mark my words. There are going to be people who go, oh, my God, that's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And they're going to get into all this deep psychoanalytical crap as the average person will go in and going, what the hell did I just see?
Yeah, you said something about Stephen Knight, the director. You said there's a problem. This guy wanted to.
He was just doing too much.
He was doing too much, but he wrote it and directed it.
I'm always nervous about people who write and direct their own stuff because they usually aren't the best filter, and especially if the studio just gives them, go ahead and shoot and write whatever you want. It just never really turns out well. And I think this guy could have benefited from some judicious editing.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. What a waste. 2 Academy Award winners, 5 incredible actors in total. What a waste. Solid performances, but the story was so muddled. And when it finally comes together, you're like, none of that made any sense.
Yep.
Even when they explain it. I almost want to give it away right now, but I won't.
Don't do it.
Well, because when it's done right, it's really engaging and it's edgy and it's interesting and it gives you a lot of talk to talk about. But when it's this badly done, it doesn't work at all. You just walk out going, I never want to see that movie again.
If you like fishing... Or if you're a fisherman, you might enjoy this film.
Oh,
the whole movie, everyone's fishing.
Like
you want to watch a movie about people fishing?
Not particularly.
This is it.
I mean, did they catch anything good?
Well,
it's weird, right? Because this is yet another thing that's weird. It's the entire movie, this guy is like trying to catch this
one tuna.
Specific tuna.
Yeah.
And nobody has any reason why he's trying to catch this one
tuna.
And
it's his Moby Dick.
Didn't you think, homie, that this was actually something important, that it really meant something to the movie?
Yeah, because the movie starts off with him almost catching this tuna.
Yep.
And I'm like, they didn't capture that right. I leaned over. They didn't shoot that right.
It was
and Marcus
completely
goes,
pointless.
They're going to bring it back, man. They're going to bring it back. I promise.
Pointless.
And then they never brought it back. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Well, he never got his fish.
Well, I know, but like he catches like a great white and he catches all these. It's so dumb.
It's
I'm
such
like,
a prominent part of the film. The idea that he has to catch this particular tuna.
Yeah, and
you
this
can't even tell which tuna it is. It's a freaking fish.
You
want
to know how you can tell? A special bird flies overhead whenever this tuna appears.
That is true.
And then I'll be like, oh, my God, this bird is signaling to me that the tuna is
Now's
there.
The time to cast my line in.
And then he thought Jimon was bad luck, so he's like, you can't come on the boat. He goes, why? I'm your first mate. He goes, you're bad luck. Get out of here. Find something else to do with your life. And Jimon goes, don't do this, man.
Is that what they did?
We'll get $10,000. I'll take $2,000. You take $8,000. You're bad luck. Get out of here. Anyway, with that being said.
I like your replay. It was very well
done. Yeah, I like that. That was good.
Thanks, everybody.
Good drama stay, everyone.
Hey.
Drama stay.
With that being said, I wrote down two Persians, but the more I review it, the more I dislike it. And I passed out a little bit. I'm going to be honest. I fell asleep. I'm going to give it one Persian rug.
Got to give it to Ozzy's. The acting was really, really good. I don't even think you could really fault the writing here. It's the direction is just awful.
If they had handed it to someone else,
it
should have
been
worked.
Done by somebody else. It may have been a lot better film. But mm-hmm. in this case, it doesn't work. Two Ozzy's. Don't waste your time. Watch Netflix.
Next week, everyone, we're going to review the Firefest documentaries, but we're also going to review a film called Arctic. Have you heard of it?
No.
Stars Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh.
You know who that is?
Nope.
All right.
Sounds
He's
terrible.
The guy that built the Death Star in the Star Wars movie.
Oh.
The dad.
Is he the... Oh.
He's the dad.
He's the dad of Rey's...
Of...
Not
no,
right.
Of the one standalone.
The rogue.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the
I
one
do.
That ends with Darth Vader?
I do.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Hey, thank you, Hooman. Thank you,
You're
Marcus.
Welcome.
Marcus, will you be hanging around for The Secret Show?
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, great. We'll be back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's always fun to see your little dog here at work.
Ella!
She loves you so much. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Like other people, she'll come over to you, kind of. She really doesn't want you to touch her, but man, Yuzi looks down at her and goes, Ella, and claps her hands, and the thing starts just running in laps around her feet.
She's in heaven. Normally, right now, she'd be home sighing over and over.
When is she coming home?
When are my important people?
Sometimes look out the window. No.
When John and I go out together, he goes, don't tell Ella you're home. And so he'll come in, and she comes down, but she just looks. And then I come in. She's like,
"Oh, you're her mommy.
I'm her human."
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Does she get jealous if Johnny comes in and lays in the bed with you?
No. Oh, she does. I forgot.
No.
Oh.
I'm all no. Oh, wait, she does. She growls at him every morning.
Oh.
When he gets into the bed.
How dare you? We're having a moment here.
She growls at him, and she'll snap at him. And he eggs her on, though. She, you know, if he moves her. You know, or he makes her, Ella, move over.
Chihuahuas are weird because I've met really cool ones. And also my grandma had one named Rocky that was the biggest dick of all time.
Did it ever bite you?
It was a bite. Yeah, it was a biter. It was a growler. Mm-hmm. And it was just like you have this thing in your life that's a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There's two kinds. Either they're hella cool. Or they're so dicky.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky enough to have hella cool dogs.
And there was one, too, that was in the park when I lived in San Mateo. This little thing would run up from out of nowhere and bite Willa in the neck. And I'd be like, and Willa had a bunch of, she was a big lab, so she had a bunch of, and Willa would just stand there with this chihuahua hanging off her neck.
What would the owner do?
The owner would be, oh, this is one of the stories I've told where these owners who were like, oh, she never does that. I don't know. I'm like, dude, your dog does it every... Get that thing on a leash.
Right.
You should start kicking it.
Well, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to kick any dogs.
I know.
And, you know, Willa,
but to protect Willa,
could
I would
have killed the thing. Yeah. So it wasn't like, you know, Willa just stood there like...
She was never
going
to do that.
Okay.
So the I'll dog wait. Is rude and the owner's rude.
Yeah. Mm.
But anyway...
Don't be rude, people.
Chihuahuas. They're a mystery.
Hey, tomorrow, mm-hmm. it's Friday.
I can't believe it's Friday already.
I know, me either. I'm so excited.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to watch Big Brother.
Oh.
It's going to be so exciting. Tomorrow night and Sunday night, I mm-hmm. think. Is there one on Saturday? There's a bunch of them.
I think there is on Saturday. I think we said Thursday is the only night that it's not airing.
Oh, well, that's very exciting because yeah. I just want to watch it all the time. So funny. Oh, my God. Brian Lochte, Gia, dumb as a stump. Lolo, crazy.
Tamar.
Also crazy.
You know what I really
very
want to
sensitive.
Watch this weekend? Dramaste.
Oh, Dramaste. I wish that show was on already. I can't wait till Hooman's a TV star.
I know.
It's going to be so crazy. He thinks the world's his oyster now.
I know.
Wait until
I was
he's got his
say,
own.
That won't go to his head at all.
No, oh, I'm sure
he'll be fine.
Sure,
right?
He'll still be totally willing to get up and come in here in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there at 8. And by the way, I'm leaving at 9.
Right, 8:15.
We're shooting today.
Right.
I have to get a massage and a facial. And...
Try to console yourself that Dramaste isn't on the air yet, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.